Braves and Phillies in the city of brotherly love. We pick up the action in the bottom of the third. Runner at third for the pitcher, Aaron Nola, facing Lucas Sims.
2-2 coming. Grounded back past Sims in the center base hit. In the score is for Ramon. And Aaron Nola collects his first RBI of the season. A sharp ground ball up the middle that Sims took a stab at but missed.
And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped a good hook on him. Strikeout number 3 recorded by Baton Rouge is Aaron Nola. And now he'll face Phillips. Then a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went down and away with a heck of a pitch. Fires and it's lined to left field. That's going to be a fair ball and get ahead for the corner. Strolling to the plate easily is Williams. Well, it's not a homer, but it's a double. And Hoskin picked up his 25th RBI to give the Phillies a 2-1 lead. Sims to the plate. Breaking ball off the fist, looped into center field. Heading to the plate is Hoskin. There will be no throw. A broken bat, looping single will plate the second run in the inning, and it will give the Phillies a 3-1 lead.
Rupp has grounded out and struck out, and he lifts one to left field and deep. That is big trouble. When that one comes down, the margin will be 3. Deep into the seats in left. 14th home run for Cameron Rupp. And it's a 4-1 game now.
Phillies win 6-1. They've now taken 12 of 14 against the Braves this year. Aaron Nola improves to 10-9. Ryan Hoskins didn't homer, but he had 2 hits, scored 2 runs, and drove in another as the super rookie continues his sizzling start. Here's Braves skipper Brian Snitker after the loss.
I don't know. Like, the big hit to me was he had 2 strikes on the pitcher and could put him away. That's for the first run. And overall, he didn't hang the changeup to Rupp. He leaves the game, and it's pretty good 7 innings, really. But it's, he was just in a position where he wasn't afforded the luxury of giving up anything in the game tonight. But, the kid never quits, and he keeps pitching, I'm sure he liked to have had a better outcome. But, overall, one of them games where one run is almost too much.
And Nola's been pretty tough, especially against you guys. Yeah. What was he doing?
So well, he moves the ball around and changes speeds, and then he'll elevate when he has to. He mixes it up and doesn't really just, back you into any corners or anything.
Sims used the curve and the slider each more than he had in any of the first 5 starts. How did those look for you?
Good. I wish you'd thrown one to the pitcher. I think his breakup and his fastball looked quick tonight too. It kind of plays more than what the gun says, I think, just because it's kind of he's cleaned up his delivery and he gets the ball on top of guys and he just had the one little hiccup there in the 6th inning, but other than that, he's really good.
Do you think that there's anything to the number of hits you guys have given up to pitchers this year?
Yeah, it's a lot. We have a hard time with pitchers for some reason. I think it's just it's just right there. You got a guy 1-2 and you throw him a curveball and then you kind of second guess it and just kind of always feel like that with pitchers. Mm-hmm. But we got to score anyway. So it's one run, but still. I don't know what that is.
When you're this deep into one of these baseball oddities, as you called it, is there any message to give to the team when you can't get over the hump against a team like this, or is it just?
If I had that message, I'd have probably said it to them 2 or 3 months ago. I don't know. It's just one of them things. It's just one of them things, and we just gotta come out, keep grinding, hopefully score a bunch of runs and give a pitcher a lead . I don't have the answer for it.
Lucas Sims struck out 7 but gave up 4 runs in 6 1/3 innings on Monday night as he fell to 2-4 on the year. Here's Sims on his performance.
Frustrating because I felt really good. And then 6 kind of got away and, we battled back to get that, even it back up and to go out there and give it up. It's frustrating.
Would the hit you gave up to the pitcher be the most frustrating part?
It's, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. There's, I went back and looked at a couple of the pitches, and overall frustrating. You know, it came back at me, and I didn't, that's a play I should make. And then, you know, go back out there, try and keep us in there in the seventh, and then give up home run. I don't know, frustrating. Just kind of sums it up.
You threw a lot of the curve and the slider more than you had at all this season, in these five starts before this. How'd they feel tonight? Was that part of the plan going in?
Like I said, it's kind of the best my stuff's felt since I've been up here, and you know, to go out there and you know, not execute when I needed to. It sucks, but it's in a, you know, learning experience.
A little bit of a thrill going back out there for the seventh for the first time.
It's my job, you know. That's what I expect out of myself, to go out there and go deep, get as many outs and as many zeros as I can. And you know, today I didn't do my job as well as I should have.
This series continues Tuesday with R.A. Dickey on the mound for the Braves against Mark Leiter for the Phillies.